Hey, hey, hey.
Remember that? And welcome to the very V-A-R-Y Necessary Podcast. Ooh-hoo. Who used to do that? Hey, hey, hey. What's happening?
Happening, Raj. Dwayne. Rerun.
And
who said it most?
And D.
And Dwayne.
Yeah, when he used to come over to the house, he'd be like, hey, hey, hey.
Didn't you like it when, oh, man, shout out to Danielle Spencer, rest in peace.
Yes.
You know, she passed. And she was my Sarah. Yeah, she flashed in Tuskegee. But, yeah, didn't you like it when Dwayne and D finally went out?
Yeah,
you remember the episode? Do these people even remember what's happening
now? People be pissing me off the way they just draw things out. That's just like on my little show. School show? Lord, I can't remember nothing. See, I'm about to be 50.
Saved by the Bell?
No, my little show that come on now with the children at the school.
All American?
Mm-mm.
Abbott Elementary. Yeah.
Why did it take them so long to get together?
Oh, they together? You know I'm behind. Oh, wait a minute. I did see when they went to the...
That's probably one of my favorite couples.
I
love them.
And when they broke up for a little bit.
Yeah.
I was like,
I know you ain't.
Okay, so let me tell y'all where I'm at. I am where I think somebody moved into an apartment. See, I can't even... I'm so behind on all my shows. Somebody moved into the apartment and then she started dating the friend of the guy, of the teacher. So I'm way behind. This like episode, is like season two, like three or four.
A couple seasons back.
Yeah.
So they get together.
Yeah.
I mean, but we knew that was going to happen. Like everything leads up to what we already knew was going to happen. That's just like Monique and Professor Ogilvy.
Did you really think they was going to get together?
I knew they was going to wind up together.
But, you know, Quinta Brunson. Her last name Brunson, right? Quinta.
Yeah.
Quinta. Mm-hmm. Quinta Brunson. She is a breath of fresh air. She is a wonderful writer. And I love that they allow her to, and her creativity to just flourish on this show. And I know there's other writers, you know, that's in there. But she is the mastermind. She's the forefront of this show. And so... like I said, I know I'm behind. I'm behind on a lot of things, but I'm catching up. And I love how everything like panned out because she was dating the little guy that was the rapper and everything. And I think he came back to kind of everybody to kind of get closure on where he is. And I think he has grown. I think his character grew. Mm-hmm. But I love that they're together. I can't wait to see that.
And
that's not a... like people say it's a spoiler. It's not a spoiler for me. Like I can't wait to see it happen.
I'm here for it. That's just like one of our favorite shows we started watching together, Insecure.
Yes.
Oh, God. That damn Lawrence and Issa.
Yeah.
Plucked my nerves so goddamn bad all them seasons.
Yes, goodness. Yes,
and
goodness.
Still wound up like towards the end. I thought it was curtains for them once he done had that baby.
And so, you know, if you all follow me, well, I don't really talk about it on Instagram, but on my Facebook, I always talk about this couple. And so if you all, and I think I've said on this show a couple of times, especially when me and Yoshi Man go back and forth about a different world. So everybody wants Dwayne and Whitley, or they wanted Dwayne and Whitley together. But, you know, I'm one of the ones that wanted Whitley with Byron. And I don't know if it's because I have a crush on... I did. I wanted to see Whitley with Byron. I am one of the ones. I always say I'm Team Byron. I wanted to see Whitley with Byron. I always say...
supposed to happen.
Well, I always say, I don't know if it's because I've always had a crush on Joe Morton and I still have a crush on this man. And I know this man is like 71, 72 years old. But I just wanted to see how that was. You know, I told you, me and you.
Preach. That's what it is. You like him since he was called Preach.
But I love Joe Martin. I love him. I just, oh God.
People don't even know that reference.
I loved him on
So
Scandal.
I will say that I, at one point in time, did not think that Whitley and Dwayne were the best couple. Honestly, to be honest, I would have still rather seen Dwayne and
Freddie.
No.
Kim. Oh, Denise.
Well, and see, I think that would have been a better match.
Well, yes. I think I didn't like Dwayne and Whitley. I didn't like the way that story played out. I think Dwayne and
it
Denise.
It grew on
think,
us, though.
I think Dwayne and Denise, nah, it never grew on me.
Okay, think, so maybe it was me and yeah, you would nah, say just, that we really, I never wanted Whitley never, with Byron.
It never grew on me. It wasn't even about Whitley. It was more about Dwayne than Whitley, who I wanted Whitley with.
Yeah.
It was more about who I wanted Dwayne with.
Yeah.
So, and I thought that Whitley.
He was never going to be enough
but
for
I
her.
But he was.
That's what I felt
he
like.
He was no, enough for
but
her.
But he was enough, one.
Mm-hmm.
And two, the thing I did like about the relationship was Dwayne was the man in that relationship. No matter how much Whitley whined, no matter how spoiled she was,
right.
He consistently put her in her place.
He did.
Consistently. Oh, really? This is what you're going to do? Fine then.
Mm-hmm.
Go do that. You think I'm not good enough?
And then
fine.
He'll sit, fine.
Go do that.
And especially when Julian came back.
Yeah, when Julian came
back. And he gave her all the money to go get her nails done and all that kind of stuff. And she's up here trying to prance around for Julian. And
Dwayne was like,
ooh, Dwayne was hot.
So yeah, Dwayne was a man's man. And when I say 100%. it was never going to be enough for Whitley, is that she's one of those people who have like that insatiable appetite of daddy's money. So if to me on the outside looking in, it was always going to be kind of that, well, he's a great guy, but I wish he just had a little more of this. I just wish he was a little more polished. I just wish he was a little more this. It just seems like she was one of those girls to me who would have never been completely satisfied unless Dwayne was her daddy.
Well, hold on. And then too, let me say this. To your point, Zoo. I was at an event this past couple of days, and they had a question. They had a podcast to come up and ask David Shands and CJ a question, and the question was, when did you know that you want to get married?
That's a good
and
question.
And CJ said, no, she said, did your wife make you want to get married? When did you know when you wanted to get married? He said, when I met my wife. He said, before I met my wife, I didn't even want to get married. He was like, I think they stayed the night. He was hanging out. They was in college, and all the girls would let him hang out, stay for the night. And she was like, oh, it's 8:00. I got a test in the morning. You got to get out. And he said he thought she was playing. And she literally grabbed him by his arm and walked him to her door and said, you got to go.
Mm-hmm.
I got a test in the morning. We could talk tomorrow after my exam.
Mm-hmm.
And he said right then he knew he wanted to marry her. Mm-hmm. And I think for Whitley, because people change, the right person for you changes who you are.
Right.
Without asking you to change.
Right.
Byron changed Whitley's outlook on everything that Dwayne never did. She never changed for Dwayne. She changed for Byron.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Without Byron asking her, requesting her to do anything, pleading with her for anything, Dwayne constantly had to plead with her for stuff, to be different, to do this different, to do this different.
Mm-hmm.
Byron never asked her anything, didn't require her to do anything, and she had changed. She had completely humbled herself.
Mm-hmm.
So in that sense, I think Byron would have been better for her, for her as a person.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people say that Byron, you know, was who her mother wanted. You know, that's
right.
The status.
But it was
quo.
Mother's status.
Yeah. It was
and Dwayne
the
didn't have the Dwayne didn't,
Dwayne
have,
didn't
that.
Have the status.
Oh, it changed when he got that Konnichiwa money, though.
Oh, yeah. And it was so funny because, of course, you know, me, if you, the listeners realize, me and Yoshiman always talk about how we watch A Different World every day or every quarter or something, and we watch the same over and over again. So they showed the last episode of A Different World yesterday, and it was so funny when Whitley got up there and they was like, oh, he's making big money. And Whitley turned around and said, 80 grand. And I'm like, was that it? Is that all Dwayne was
back in 1990?
Right.
Back in 1990? 91?
When was the last season of that? That was probably
95, 96. Yeah. Yeah, it
something
was
like
in, 95, it was mid
90s. It didn't make it to 2000.
That was like 150,000.
Yeah, then, or, right. Yeah.
Yeah, and more. That's why I said I started laughing because it was like 80 grand. I said, these kids probably say, that's all? That's all we doing? 80 grand? Because they think they're supposed to walk out of school right now making 80 grand a year. And I, some of them do.
That so there was a little lady, we were watching these, I was showing my best friend this little lady named Donna Lamb. She's a storyteller. Honey. And she got a story for your ass. How she moved to New York back in 1972, 73. Mm-hmm. And honey, you'll never know it today, but she started prostituting in lieu of going to acting school. And so she was saying how she had to buy her pimp a Cadillac. Mm-hmm. So she had to scrounge up $1,000 to buy him this new Cadillac. I said, what the hell? So she trying to explain to us how $1,000 was $10,000 back in those days, and that could buy you a brand new Cadillac. And that's what she had to do to basically buy herself out of, I guess, whatever the situation you call that when you got a pimp and you're trying to buy your way out. So yeah. Is that old school sex trafficking?
That is for sure. Cause she was what, 18?
Right.
She was
groomed. Yeah, she was
old?
Groomed into, you know, this life. And it wasn't the life she went to New York expecting. She wanted to be an actress, but somehow or another she got lured into that. But yeah. Back on
who we like as couples, but let me go back to a different realm really quick. I loved the growth of Freddie, and I wonder if they brought Freddie, the whimsical eccentric Freddie, in because Denise was going to be replaced. I also wonder how a different world would have played out if Denise remained the main character. I don't know if we would have gotten the magic. Like, and I'm one of those people who like season one. A lot of people don't like season one. They just like two through, I think, five or six. I like season one, but I would have loved to see how Denise played out at Hillman. I think it would have been a lot of growth for her. And of course, yeah, and everybody probably in the same. I would like to see how her and Dwayne would have fared out, but I just don't. I don't think her and Dwayne would have stayed together. I don't think they would have done that. I also wonder if they still would have brought, because you know they brought Debbie Allen in in the second season. And Debbie Allen said, this is not an HBCU. This is not a feel of an HBCU. We about to turn this into an HBCU, because if you notice, as soon as
it got very black.
Well, I don't know if it got very black, but the
it was more of a awareness of culture, yeah. I would say.
And it really, I love the fact that it really made you want to go.
It made you want to go to an HBCU.
Especially because the black kids, you know, all the minority kids, they just really wanted you to go to college. But you know what Jenna Bush said on today's show? She said she, even after watching Hillman, she was ready to go to college. Okay. She was ready to go to college because she had fun. But you know, her and her. No, but you know, but I could see Jenna Bush at one, because Jenna Bush Hager is a trip. She is just like her father.
Okay.
She is. She's a trip. But I wonder how everything is on the fair. That's why I'm so excited to see this new class. And I'm loving who they have brought in. They brought some newbies in, some people, of course, some new school children. I love the fact that they are bringing Tashina Arnold's daughter
she is going to be a character in the story. I cannot wait because that young lady is so much like her mom until she is just, I don't even, she's funny without trying.
Because, just like her mama. Her mother is funny without trying.
She's funny without trying. So I'm curious to see, okay, whose daughter is she going to be? Or is she not going to be somebody's daughter? She's just going to be somebody new. So okay. I can't wait for this new class. It's like already on my calendar, September 24th. That's probably the first time in a long time where I will click on Netflix to see a whole entire series come on in the time it's supposed to come on. Because, you know, she in real time,
after fact,
I watch stuff after. I just finished, what did I tell you? I finished Beauty in Black. I finally finished Beauty in Black. But I just, you awesome. Know, I loved
it. You put yourself through that?
I loved it. I loved
no,
it.
No, I finished it because I had to. But it's probably one of the most horrible things I'd ever watched.
But as a man,
in my
I
entire
could
life.
See, though.
No,
that.
No, the acting was bad. The storylines were bad. Like
you think the storyline?
The storyline was horrible. I thought the premise of what it was was fine.
Mm-hmm.
The way it was put together, I have a problem with.
Yeah. Okay.
Like the way
I just feel like they reaching for stuff now. Like y'all just pulling shit out of old cabinets
That polygamous.
Yeah.
Yoshi
is a watch.
I just finished that foolishness.
You just finished it?
But I heard somebody say, like, you just gonna have to pack your patience with the wording. It's not matching with the
sound.
Well,
I mean, Netflix does a lot. Netflix does a lot of that.
I guess when you get past that, boy.
Let me tell you something. I can't do it. Watching the lips.
Mm-mm.
But I think 5 minutes into this show, 5 minutes.
Okay.
Locked. I don't care nothing about their mouths moving different. Mm-mm.
Okay.
You don't Locked. Care.
You don't care.
Cause every ending, you have to see what's gonna happen next.
Well, I'm
almost reminded me of my book because it's like, okay, I can't put this down yet. Hold on.
And what
next?
And they did a great job of understanding the society we're in now.
Mm-hmm.
We're in a microwave society.
Mm-hmm.
Each episode is 24 minutes.
Okay.
So it's jam-packed 24 minutes.
Okay.
You're locked.
Okay.
And then when that 24 minutes is up, you so want more
because
every single episode leaves you on a cliffhanger.
Okay. I have it on there to watch.
Once you start, you're not. I'm telling you, don't start unless you got time.
Don't start, yeah.
Don't start unless you got time.
Okay.
Because I'm going to be real with you. You are not from the first. Like, you're going to go, it opens up and you go, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's cool.
I'm money.
That's nice. And then, like, after 5 minutes, it's like, what? And then it just keeps going.
Okay.
And then episode two. Next thing you know, you episode 22, and you at the end, and you like.
Yeah, because I was like, God damn, how many of these is it? Because, I'm dog tired, but I can't stop watching. So now I got to click on the thing. I said, how many of these damn things I got to get through?
Okay. I have it on there. But you know, right now I'm in my Duncan land. You know, I'm with my family. So we up here money laundering and drug dealing and killing. So almost finished with family business.
That's another one that done letting me down. Because I'm waiting on
season 7, right?
Yes, God.
So I'm on season 6 of the Duncan of family business.
Oh, God. I was out after season. I was out. I was out after the first episode where the doggone police car caught a Lamborghini. I was done after that.
Family business?
Yeah, with the brother and the sister in the car. Is that the right one?
Yeah, Rio and Paris.
Yeah, I was done. Or the other sister that's the assassin.
Yeah, Rio and Paris. Yeah.
No,
that's not Paris.
That's the one who thought she was.
I think I got maybe 6-7 episodes, and I was like, all right, I can't.
You can't do it. That's my family right there.
I can't do it.
That's my family.
That's another thing that's reaching. Like, I can't watch things that are too fantastical. Like after season 4 of Power, it got really fantastic.
You know, I never watched that. I never watched
like,
them.
Tariq's series, book 2.
Yeah.
Where it's him with one gun.
Tariq was very far-fetched.
A kid surrounded by a bunch of other guns. All of a sudden, he get out because his one friend, his one white boy, pulls up with the car. He hopped up all these bullets.
Well, this is my thing. even with Nemesis, though, a lot of people said they didn't like the ending of season one, but I didn't see nothing wrong with it.
Again, that was too much for me. Well,
Nemesis was fine, and I'm going to take you to a place.
Uh-huh.
Nemesis was fine.
Yeah.
My issue was the acting of the cop.
He was too over.
Who, Isaiah?
He was
Isaiah too much.
Yeah, yes. The actor, he sucks.
Nobody.
I think really? They could have gotten somebody else to play his part.
No police is that fucking dedicated. I'm sorry.
Some of them are. Sir, some of them. Wait,
sir, you about
but the, you know, but you know, they, you know, they got that from, you know, this came from somewhere.
Where did it come from?
As I'm watching this, I'm like, yo, I seen this before. And I keep watching. And when it got to the shootout scene at the end, I know I seen this. Heat, the movie Heat with Robert De Niro.
Yes. Oh, I did not put two and two together.
I didn't think either. About it. Yes.
The cop chasing the crew. It's four in the crew. Then it flips. The head guy is the mastermind. And then the crew ends up watching the cops.
I be damned.
It was nothing but a cross between New Jack City and Heat.
So my understanding is the writer of Nemesis, I call it Coltrane. I have to give my own title. So the writer of Nemesis is the writer for Power. Used to be the writer for Power.
I don't know.
Could be.
They said. Yeah.
I didn't have a problem with the storyline.
What's her name? Courtney.
Courtney Kemp.
Yeah, they said it is.
That's why mm-hmm. Courtney Kemp isn't going back to the Power series.
Yeah,
because
she signed an exclusive deal. She is a hell of a.
She signed an exclusive deal with Netflix.
Well, that's what it is.
She's amazing.
Yeah, she is.
I love it. You could tell the difference in how Power kind of fell off when she left the show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because she was freaking phenomenal.
I think. She had something to do with Raising Kanan.
Mm-hmm. Cause baby.
And she's left since she signed that deal with Netflix. Cause she hasn't been there.
That's mm-hmm. my motherfucking show.
And you can
tell
the drop off
mm-hmm.
in the first two seasons. Cause this season right now is kind of.
It's a lot. But let me tell you something. Y'all, if London Brown.
That is my.
Baby,
see, I don't even know them.
Uncle Power,
Uncle Marvin.
Marv is my guy,
and even Patina Thomas, who is from South Carolina,
Rock.
Who plays Raquel Thomas. Baby, if Patina Thomas and London Brown don't win some type of achievement award or acting something. Oscar, Academy Award, or something mm-hmm. for their acting skills on this show.
Mm-hmm. Man, listen, London Brown is amazing.
He is amazing.
He's the only reason I still watch Power.
They have floored me.
He's the only reason I still watch Power.
And so
when he went into the church, he was like, "It's like at the funeral."
Yes. Mm-hmm.
He was like, "He's I heard all that stuff, and I'm with you." But if I catch the motherfucker that killed my brother, I'ma kill him. No. I'ma kill his motherfucking ass.
No, what killed me
in the church.
What killed me was when he cussed Kanan out for filth.
Oh, Lord.
Baby, you don't even have to follow the show, y'all. Go on YouTube and find where Uncle Marvin cussed Kanan out in his apartment. I ain't never seen no little nigga get cussed out like that in so long. In my whole life.
Oh, you talking about when he called him? He said, "I don't care about you and your little
cracker jack." He talking about, yeah, your little Pop Warner team.
Your little Pop Warner team.
He was like, "I'm a motherfucking gangster, nigga."
I'm a gangster.
I said, "Damn, man."
Yo.
Baby. Uncle Marvin is my character.
See, the way he goes,
he flips from sentimental loving.
Have you checked out his podcast? He has a podcast.
I did not.
He is dope. He just started it maybe in the last year. He is dope on that podcast.
It's crazy how you could see somebody in one show and they just become your favorite person.
Yeah.
I think Uncle Marvin will always, I won't see him as anything else. I don't care what he's in other than Raising Kanan. Because there have been some actors that I have fallen in love with in other shows, and I'm just like, let me tell you how they was shining on Let me get off subject for a minute. Mm-hmm. So y'all know they got this Cadillac Chronicles that come on where
the singers and the
singers are in the cars, you know, from back in the day. I don't know where they picked Columbus Short up at. I didn't even know Columbus Short could sing because he's an actor. Now, y'all know Columbus Short was that dude back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Columbus Short was singing on Cadillac Chronicles and sounded really, really good. But baby, they let him have it. They clowned him so bad in the comments. And I was upset with that because he was that dude back in the day. Granted, you know, he's a little older now. I guess maybe he's not as handsome as he once was, whatever, whatever. But they gave him the business. And I don't know what happened in I know at some point, because you know with the culture, something happened with Columbus Short and he kind of fell off and everybody stopped liking him at a point. Mm-hmm. And I think once the world don't like you no more,
yeah,
they make it really, really hard mm-hmm. for you. When they kind of blackball you in, I guess, what do you call it?
It's cancel
you. Yeah, then when they cancel you out, it's kind of hard for you to come back.
Mm-hmm.
But I still love Columbus Short. I don't forget how people, you know, made me feel,
mm-hmm.
you know, once in there.
He was, I mean, but Columbus, like you said, like,
baby,
remember
when he was in Cadillac Records and he played,
I can't think
of his name, but he was Little Mr. Harmonica.
Yeah.
His best acting ever. I loved him.
What's the movie he was in?
Little something.
What was the movie he was in with Megan Good? Was his girlfriend and he pledged? What was the college movie?
It wasn't Drumline.
What was he in?
Chris Brown was his brother. Got killed in the beginning.
The Stepping Dancing movie.
I can't remember the name of it.
See how we old?
I can't think of it.
That 50 Cent.
But even with that movie, like even him in Scandal, he was wonderful in Scandal.
I didn't watch Scandal.
Yeah, he was wonderful in Scandal.
What was he doing in Scandal?
He was, he helped Olivia. He was a part of that crew. I mean, he just like, y'all, you gotta listen. Stop bringing up people's past. And you know what? Even if the behavior is still surfaced, y'all, it takes time to get better. It takes time. Nobody is going to change overnight. The will for you wanting to change can come overnight. It can come in a split mm-hmm. second. But you're going to, y'all, give people grace because mm-hmm. you're going to want the same grace.
We all have our shortcomings. Everybody got a bad day.
Even they down Christopher Maurice Brown.
Honey.
Mm-mm. And we're not condoning the behavior. This is the same with Robert Kelly. Mm-hmm. Even Sean Puffy Combs.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're not condoning the behavior, but I say pattern.
There was a point.
There was a point
when you love
y'all,
these people.
Y'all, give people grace. Give people grace. People, you are going to mess up. You are human. You are going to mess up. Give people grace. Allow these people to work.
Mm-hmm.
Allow them to work. And then allow them, they got to get help. And I understand, you know, just treat them from afar, but allow that man to work.
Because Puffy coming home.
He sure is, because Donald Trump talking about it right now. He already said he going to give him a pardon. He just making them sweat a little bit. He'll be here by the end of the year, February tops. February 2027.
Now, I'm going to say this. I don't fool with R. Kelly. And as much as I used to love Puffy, it just ain't going to be the same for me no more.
Right. And it's nothing.
But it's baby, it's three men can't do no wrong in my life.
Mm-hmm.
That's Micah Jackson. Micah Jackson didn't do nothing to them chillin'.
He didn't.
No, he did not.
He did.
It's my TV daddy, Bill Cosby.
Yeah. His birthday coming up.
He did not do nothing to them women. they was getting high and Rufus and doing what they do. The worst thing he did was cheat on Auntie Camille. That's what he did wrong, and now he paying for it. And the last person can't do no wrong in my eyes is Christopher Maurice Brown.
Christopher.
That's my baby.
But he's going to have to pay that money for that dog mauling.
Wait, look at him. Go on, pay the money, Chrissy. Because we need y'all here on these stage being little Michael Jackson. So them is the three men's.
They that say that.
That can't do no wrong in my life.
I'm going to have to. Well, I guess we'll talk about that next episode. But
And I'm going to tell you. Go ahead. What'd you say?
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
And while we on the subject of can't do no wrong in my eyes, stop saying who you're for Carisha.
I love Carisha.
I did not care.
Been saying it from the beginning.
For Carisha, baby. But baby, the hood rat in me, every time that spin that come on, baby, because she made that for me. She did. So this is what I want to explain to y'all. Yes. It's not a song that gives off the best variation of, you know, black people, well, ethnic people, and society. However, it's a song. It's a fun song.
So let's go ahead and talk about it. Let's speak on this because, you know, people who have listened and new listeners, we love music. Music is like part of our foundation here on the podcast, and music is influential. I will say that music is influential. It when you want to feel, whether you want to feel happy, mad, sad, you put on the music that makes you feel happy, mad, and sad. I've said on this show, my father, who introduced me to music, he always stopped me and said, "This is for entertainment purposes only." Music is for entertainment purposes only. However, music is a way of life for all people. And in all genres of music, they talk about life. That's how you relate. That's how they tug your heart. That's how they make you happy, make it sad. And all of that. And in our culture, that's what makes us so wonderful. Because we are all walks of life in the African-American community, in all communities too, but especially for us. And guess what, y'all? I don't care how high class up sedity you are, you know somebody that's a scammer, because half of them, that's how you make millions, people.
The government is a scam.
And you're a scammer. You know boosters now. You know you've bought a polo or a Coach bag or Michael Kors. All of that on the side of the road, or even they brought it to your house, sugar, or at your workplace. And so this is why she said in the song, if you listen to the lyrics sometimes of the song, "These for my scamming ass, boosting ass niggas." She said that.
But the problem is, now, if we look in the government, y'all the biggest scammers and boosters
ever.
Because she wrote the song for everybody.
She did. And so here's the thing. We are both lovers of all genres of music.
All genres?
Because I love myself some India Arie.
I do.
I love myself some Doe, and I love June Tober, and I love Moonchild. I love myself some
country. We love country.
Oh, good God. I love the honey. Rest in peace, Toby Keith. The daggone Dixie Chicks, now known as the Chicks. She Daisy, Miranda Lambert. All them folks, Sam Hunt,
Patsy Cline,
Morgan Wallen.
That's my favorite.
Yeah. Big X the Plug, Shaboozy. Don't get me started, honey.
Because, baby, we go from one extreme to the next. You can always find something that resonates with you in any music.
So this is my thing. So why now? And we've said this on the show too. See, we're going to start and we're going to go and we're going to dig and we're going to play back. I've said this. So why is Carisha
the pinpoint and now the target of everybody. And oh, she's wrong. Now we grew up with Kim and them. I mean, you know, I always think they sisters and best friends. We grew up with Kim, Foxy. We grew up with BWP.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Hell, we listened to my godmother, Millie Jackson. How in the world y'all gonna target my baby and say she's Satan? Because now she up here, y'all. Are you all, and honestly, you gotta sit here and think, are we upset because the young lady still is relevant because y'all thought she was gonna be irrelevant? And let's just be honest, did y'all think she was gonna be irrelevant after Sean Puffy Combs went to jail?
Sean was not supposed to do what it has done.
But they didn't want her to continue to thrive.
Right.
Because they knew she was thriving. They felt mm-hmm. she was thriving because of Puffy.
Right.
Was it because of that?
Right.
And you got to really think, is it because of that? Mm-mm. But here's the thing. And this is why I love Carisha. Because honestly, I thought the City Girls was one person after a while. Because JT was in jail. That she girl. And this is why I loved her. She carried that group while that young lady sat there in jail, pregnant and all, taking care of another child. She had another baby, mm-hmm. pregnant and all. She carried that group. Now, okay, yeah, she got with Puffy. She saw opportunity. He saw an opportunity. And you remember when it was Bud and I said, but y'all know what? I kind of like this. I see this. I see where this is going. And then they got serious. And guess what, y'all? Here again, what we talked about earlier, the man did change with her.
He did. I have said to you before, I said, now all these horror stories I've heard from all these other women, and I saw a different side of Sean with that girl, with that little girl.
Yes.
I saw a different side of him that he portrayed with Kim, mm-hmm. Misa,
Daphne.
All the baby mamas.
Daphne was right. Crying.
All these baby mamas, he done took J-Lo. Through the ringer.
Yeah.
And now this is the one that you want to treat like a princess?
Because you could.
So there has to be something magical within her.
Because she's very smart. She's very street smart and very intelligent. You couldn't pull the wool Mm-mm. over on her Mm-mm. like you could do with the rest of them. And so I do have a soft spot. I've always had a soft spot for Gloria Hallelujah, and I've always had a soft spot for Carisha. And so I just feel now, and the song is catchy, and I find myself saying, spin that. But then this is my thing. I didn't know what in the heck is a go-yard bag. I never knew nothing about it. I thought they were saying go y'all. I talked about that, and I'm sitting up here saying, I said, wait a minute. What they tell me? I said, this is an actual purse. So I had to go and look it up.
So we had to look them up.
And then I said, this look like some of the bags that you buy for 99 cents at Marshall's and Ross.
I won't be paying
$3,300 for it. For the shopping bags.
It's a go-yard bag.
It's a go-yard bag. And I'm up here, and even in the Summer Walker song, she said, like, the go, y'all. I'm thinking they saying, like, the go, y'all. You go, girl. They saying, like, the go yard. You go, girl.
Well, here's the thing. If you decide you want to become a scammer and a booster,
then that's
just know that there are consequences that come with that. But what I want the bigger picture to be is, why is it so much relevance put on scammers and boosters in the Black community when you have your government scamming and boosting the monies?
And it's all racist. Like, I just really think they got upset because Carisha.
We just took something that's going on around us every day and we turned it into a fucking party,
but
as we always do.
Listen, I even listen to the gospel rap. The gospel rap is good, but here's the thing: we gotta make that music. We gotta push that music into the mm-hmm. forefront. Like all music has some some relevance somewhere in life. Like, I mean, it's just good music, but it's for entertainment purposes only. But all, like they, and then, so now everybody's going back and saying, okay, so we want to talk about these songs. Is being, this song is being an influence. Let's go way back. And so they started pulling back some songs. And they was like, well, what about when Jay-Z and everybody was saying they was drug dealing? What about, because it was one song, somebody even talked about how you make crack.
Yeah.
So what you doing? What are we doing here?
I mean, we doing the same thing in 2026 as we was doing in 1996. Having a goddamn party.
Yep. That's right.
We having a party.
Like, y'all.
We taking real life situations. We taking real life situations. We putting them out there in the airwaves, and we having a damn party with it.
Indeed.
So it's basically it's like this. What did your daddy say? This is for entertainment purposes only. Take what you need to take from the music and leave the rest.
Leave the rest.
Y'all, you know right from wrong. And balance, you know what you're supposed
to
do.
And people, please balance that mess out. Read a book. Read self-help. Read the Bible.
Yes.
Put a balance on this thing. Something educational. Buy a subscription to Psychology Today. What is Forbes? Black Enterprise still out? Black Enterprise. Ebony. Jet.
Because you can be
positive
hood.
People.
You can be hood, but you also have to be fiscally responsible. You also have to be politically astute.
You do.
You also have to be culturally aware. You have to encompass all these things.
Y'all
can't just be a hood nigga.
Y'all remember when the Flavor Unit first came out? Who came out first? Yoshi Man, help me. Flavor Unit, Jungle Family, all them. Who came out
first? Jungle Brothers.
Flavor Unit was a part. It was called the Native Tongues.
The Native Tongues. There you go. And who was out? It was the Flavor Unit.
It was Flavor Unit.
Jungle Brothers.
But Public Enemy was out before
Tribe Called Quest. De La Soul.
Busta Rhymes and them. Leaders of the New School.
Leaders of the New School. Mm-hmm.
And who else? Am I missing somebody?
Black Sheep.
Okay, they were supposed to be the, and Moni Love.
Moni Love was a part of that.
She just had a birthday too.
Yeah, Moni Love.
So I will put all of them in there and see, we tried to push them to the forefront. We did. But they were, because I think they were more culturally responsive and aware. Mm-hmm. And then we all came out with our little dashikis and
everybody
and
had
the African
medallions on the little rope.
But it made them want to research and learn more about their culture.
Yes.
When they saw other Black young children their age really embracing their Blackness.
So y'all, I love history. I'm a historian. I love people. That's why I majored in social work, psychology, sociology really is about environment and people. And so y'all, when I was little, I was fascinated with the Aborigines people. Cause I just thought they were, how you have that
blonde skin and
blonde hair, but you're African, you're Black. When I heard Q-Tip reference them in a song, I was like, I'm smart. I know
I've always loved Q-Tip.
I'm not. I'm weird, but I'm not. And somebody got me. When I heard them say Aborigines, I fell out. I was just like, see? Somebody else. These are my people. If you don't want so much, it's catchy. Mm-hmm. Everything has a spot in your life. Bring that good music to the forefront. What's the cat's name? He's a light-skinned fella on there. I think his name is D Music or something. Like, he's trying to get all these people to understand that you got to put good music out. It is good music out.
Yeah.
It is.
I'm really vibing J. Cole Legacy right
now.
Yeah, J.
Cole has always just been a vibe.
That's my song. I love that.
And I love that he's coming to the forefront with it. I mean, I just love it. You know, bring the good music out then. bring the moon childs, bring, you know, bring Doe, bring, what's it, Cleo Soul, bring all them babies, Elamine. Is his name Elamine? Am I pronouncing him correctly?
I'm not sure.
Bring him out. Elamine. Yeah, bring him, like, bring them to the forefront. And they're coming. They're coming, like Vito, all of them. They're coming to the forefront. But it's a place, y'all. And even it's a place there for Carisha. It's a place there for Glow. It's a place there for Megan. Just like Kim. Mm-hmm. And all of them made a place for themselves. Kim, Foxy, Latifah. We mm-hmm. were still, even though we fell in love with Kim and Foxy, we still had Latifah. We had Light. You sweet tea.
Damn, we had some artists back in the day.
And they still here and they coming back with a vengeance. And I love it. Like Salt. Salt's new album is so good.
Really?
Like, look, yes. Like this is like y'all, music, it's there.
I think you have to embrace being well rounded now.
You do.
Nothing beats a good old hood rat, because baby, I was a hood rat. Now I'm gonna tell you something. Thank God for growth. Because mm-hmm. honey, I still listen to my Splack Pack
and
my
Raheem
the Dream. But baby, let me tell you something. My favorite rapper of all time, and nobody would ever think that because people mm-hmm. don't know me like that. Mm-hmm. KRS-One.
Yeah, KRS-One baby, is a great.
Baby,
he
baby.
Is.
Professor.
Yeah.
Professor. He is my spiritual professor, honey, when it comes to rap music.
What's the meme that I saw on Twitter? And it said Jay-Z's music is for people that are highly, you know, they're highly educated, and you gotta think logically. You mm-hmm. do. I mean, everybody's music is, I mean, even Future. Everybody's music is somewhere.
Jay-Z just celebrated 30 years.
30 years.
What was his album 30 years ago?
And when did that concert sold out in 5 minutes? And what was I, the 99 millionth person in line? Because I was getting them tickets for that concert. And I'm still sitting here trying to figure out how I'm going to get tickets to that concert.
Baby, let me tell you something. We have lived through probably the best musically.
Why y'all want him to go down so bad? Like, y'all, get that negative stuff out your system. You don't go, I mean, it's amazing how y'all just want all these people to go down.
They don't want nobody to.
Good Lord,
have mercy. It's just like they've had too much. Let's see them. If they don't see you crumble, like, it ain't right. Like, why people can't just leave out of here unscathed and just have done their music or their acting thing and just leave with a clean slate.
And here's the thing, like I said earlier in the show,
mm-hmm.
grant people grace, because people grow. They grow and they change, and they change for the better. And you're gonna make mistakes in your life.
We done all did some fucked up shit. All us.
You know, because it is some people who are baffled even looking at little old us, and we're not even in the celebrity spotlight like that.
But we ain't supposed to have what we have.
Uh-uh.
We ain't supposed to be where we supposed to be. We ain't supposed to look as good as we look.
No.
Yeah.
And they're baffled.
Yes. And upset then, about it.
And like somebody said to me last week, they said, but YTC, well, dog, YTC, da 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 da. And somebody said, and I had to tell them, look at her now.
Mm-hmm.
So there's the change, and you all should be influenced by that, y'all.
Right.
Come on, let's try to the remainder, because this is the third quarter that we stepped in 2026. Mm-hmm. The remainder of 2026, I want you all to just really look within yourselves. And try to, and I'm not saying that India, but see, the thing is, NDIRE is not wrong. It is a discussion that needs to be, but however, it's like you said, it's a time and place for everything, and it's the time and the place. And allow that young lady to shine. allow her to shine
right
when she shine, because we was all in the video and singing the little things and brown skin right. baby, because when that song come on,
I am not my hair,
honey. That's why I'm probably natural under all this Millie Jackson I got on now because of you right. influence, and so you understand that it is an influence, but you got to understand, too, that it is for entertainment purposes right. only. But there are boosters. And you know what? There are boosters and scammers in this world. And like somebody said, they was already doing it prior to. That's where
prior
the song
to
come.
Us boosting and scamming.
Yeah.
Yeah. They've been yep. doing that since the beginning of time.
Yeah. And thank you for coming to our TED Talk for today.
I love it. So you can see us on, you can reach out to us on all our podcast platforms.
Yeah.
The VARY Necessary Podcast. Send us an email through Gmail.
At the VARY Necessary Podcast.com. I said at Gmail. VA. Did I say R-I?
Yes.
Child, listen.
Horrible.
Y'all don't Horrible. Pay no attention to me because I'm still in party mode.
See, that's that 50 about, catching up yeah, with us.
It is.
Out of control.
Out of control. But V-A-R-Y. I'm sorry.
Yeah. A time has been had
over, and we gonna talk about
over the
it.
Years. Yes.
Yeah.
Even more in depth.
Yay! But yes, please follow us on Instagram. We don't have TikTok. We'll get it
we
together.
Need one. We ain't gonna do right. Together. We ain't gonna do right. But let me think.
And shout out to Buddy.
We ain't gonna. I promise y'all. Next year when I finish school, I'm going to assign myself the person who is in charge of Facebook
That's
and Instagram.
Wonderful.
Because
and I praise you for
I'm
gonna
be honest. I fell off because I was doing too much of stuff personally. But I ain't going back to nobody else's school no more ever again in this life.
Well, don't say
but that.
That
come. Well, yeah, you
don't
right.
Don't say that. Never say
but,
never.
Yeah, shout
but
out.
I sure don't see myself either. But I never say never. That's all I'm saying now.
You think you can go back for your doctorate?
I'm really gonna have to really put my mind. My mind is not there. My mind is not there. I don't know. But y'all. Please continue to take care of yourselves. There's a lot going on in this world, but also make sure you're giving yourself some rest from social media, even news, like mm-hmm. just kind of remove yourself from it all and make sure you're grounding yourself as the days in the world continue to progress each day. So just do that, and hopefully we get in this, and we will definitely see you soon.
Bye. Bye.